Hello, everybody. In today's episode, we will talk about the monumental decision to get a puppy and why you should really consider it with the same thought and planning you would when making the decision to have a baby. I'm Jess, and this is Mother of Dog. Okay, so you want a puppy. Of course you do. Look at them. They're adorable. So cute and fluffy and cuddly. Little baby puppies hit us with all the feels. How could you not want to bring one home? Or two home? But there's a lot more to owning a puppy than just having a cute little furry heating pad to take naps with. What are some of the important things to consider before going to pick up that little smushy face little bundle of joy? 1. Do you really have the time, energy, and space in your life for a dog? Not just a puppy, but a whole dog. 2. How much is it really going to cost? It's not just the price of buying them that we have to think about. 3. Will they still fit into your lifestyle 5 years from now, 10 years from now, in some cases, 15 years from now? Let's dive a little deeper into each of these questions. Number 1. Do you really have the time, energy, and space in your life for a puppy, or a whole dog for that matter? Dogs, and especially puppies, need a lot of attention. Puppies need constant, constant supervision. Unless they're in a crate or a pen, you have to have eyes on them at all times. They have no idea what this world is or how to be in it yet. So basically, if left on their own to make their own decisions, they will choose wrong almost every time. You have to be there to guide them, show them how to make the right choices. This isn't that much different than when my son was just starting to crawl and walk. I joked all the time that I felt like it was my whole job in life just to keep him from killing himself. Let's be real. We're still in that stage. But anyway, puppies are the same, always stumbling around, chewing on or destroying something that you spent a lot of money on or could kill them. For example, socks, underwear, wood furniture, electrical cords. If they can climb it, they will, and then promptly fall off of it or get stuck in that really interesting, small, dark space back there. Not only does it take a lot of time to just watch them and make sure they stay alive, you also need to work in feeding times, play times, training, and constant potty breaks into your schedule. Are you willing to wake up multiple times a night and early every morning before work to fit all this in? Do you have a schedule that allows for you or someone to socialize with them and let them out to potty at least once during the day while you're at work? Even the most well-trained, well-behaved puppies can't hold their bladders for 10 plus hours a day. Now, a lot of people are working from home now, so they think, this is a perfect time to get a puppy. I'll be home with them all day, so potty training will be a breeze, and I'll never even have to use a crate. Wrong. We'll go more in depth into why crate training is so important in another episode, but for now, just know, you're still going to need to supervise slash contain your puppy somehow while you're working, and a crate is a great way to do that. If you don't have a crate, you're going to have to think about these things. Does your work from home job allow for breaks every 15 to 20 minutes to take the puppy outside? Does it allow for you to sporadically run out of the room screaming because the puppy got another sock? Where is he finding these things? Does it allow for puppy whining and crying in the background because they can hear your home but you're not right next to them? I think working from home with a puppy is a whole topic in itself because we have to talk about the socialization aspect and everything else, but let's continue with the decision to get a puppy. Puppies, much like babies, completely change your schedule, and you want to make sure you're ready for it. Write up a schedule beforehand that you think could work for you. Include 2 to 3 feeding times a day, 2 to 3 play slash training times per day, at least 1 potty break an hour when the puppy is up and active. If crated, try for every 3 to 4 hours. and at least one socialization type activity during the day, like a walk in the neighborhood, trip to the park, or friend's house to play, something like that. Put this together first and make sure that this is something that's really going to fit into your lifestyle, and it's a great first step to knowing if you're ready for a puppy. Number two, how much is this really going to cost? According to my internet Googling skills, the average cost of a puppy in the US is $500 to $3,000. Adoption is a little cheaper at $50 to $500. Shots and vet bills will run you about $300 to $900 in the first 2 months you have a puppy. Then you have all the same things to consider as planning for a baby: health insurance, food, toys, education / training, boarding or babysitters, miscellaneous things like leashes, collars, car seats, cute outfits. All this adds up to an average of about $1,500 to $4,500 a year. With an average lifespan of 10 to 15 years, that adds up to around $20,000 to $60,000 over their lifetime. Now, getting a puppy might sound like a budget-friendly baby plan after considering how much a human baby costs. It costs $5,000 to $11,000 to have a vaginal birth at a hospital in the U.S., a bit more for a C-section. Adoption is not cheaper in this case, costing about $20,000 to $45,000. All previous factors considered, you're going to spend about $20,000 to $50,000 a year on a kid, which is about $250,000 over a lifetime, and this excludes college costs. How do we afford these things? Anyway, money isn't everything, but whether you're planning to add a human baby or a fur baby to your household, it is necessary to plan and budget accordingly before adding an extra mouth to feed. Number three, will this puppy still fit into your lifestyle 5 years from now, 10 years from now, in some cases 15 years from now? Owning dogs, just like having kids, completely changes your whole lifestyle. You can't just go out with friends right after work. You have to go and let the dog out and feed them. You can't wake up 5 minutes before you have to leave the house and just throw some clothes on and run out the door. You can't just up and leave for a random getaway without finding either a place that takes dogs or getting someone to watch them. Make sure you're okay with these types of things before getting a puppy. Plus, let's look a little further down the road. Dogs live for an average of 10 to 15 years. Think about what your life might look like a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Are you going to be moving all over the place? Are you going to be able to find and pay for an apartment that allows dogs or a house with a fenced-in yard? Are you going to want to travel a lot? Can the dog come with you while you're traveling? Do you have a safe place lined up for them to stay? What if you split up with your current partner? Who gets the dog? Are you going to be dating? Are you going to make sure that the people you bring into your life are safe to have around this dog? Are you going to be willing to do whatever you have to keep everyone safe and happy if a human baby comes into the picture? Like training, supervision, situation management? Dogs are pretty resilient and can adapt to many different situations, but they will be a constant in your life for you to account for accordingly. Be sure to research your breeds before getting a puppy as well. Having the right size, personality, and energy level for your lifestyle can make things a lot easier. Now, if you haven't noticed yet, these are all questions and considerations for having a human baby too. We want to give our babies the best chance in life, and we will do whatever we have to make that happen. As my mom always told me about having a baby, if you wait until you're ready, you'll never have one. So I give you all these thoughts not to say if you can't do all this right now, you can't get a puppy or have a baby. I'm telling you these things so you can be as prepared as possible and know the sacrifices and changes that you are going to have to be willing to make for this life you are now going to be responsible for. To me, all the money and sacrifices and changes have been worth 10 times the cost I listed earlier. But motherhood is such a personal journey, and it's not right for everyone. And it's not always right now. But when it is, you'll know. You'll feel it in your gut. And the love you share with your babies will be beyond anything you can imagine. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Find me on social media everywhere at Mother of Dog. And as always, subscribe, rate, and comment on any podcast app.